Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help researchers streamline their work. I'm Jamie, and today I'm joined by my colleague Alex to discuss a fascinating new study published in Nature Cell Biology.
That's right, Jamie. Today we're diving into some groundbreaking research on chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML for short. This study reveals a potential new therapeutic approach for patients who've developed resistance to standard treatments.
Absolutely. And this is particularly important because while tyrosine kinase inhibitors, or TKIs, have revolutionized CML treatment, about 25% of patients develop resistance or can't tolerate these drugs, which leads to something called blast crisis, a more aggressive form of the disease with really poor survival rates.
Right, and once CML progresses to blast crisis, the median survival drops to less than a year, which is devastating. So finding alternative treatment approaches is absolutely crucial. The researchers in this study identified something really interesting, a protein called PABPBC1 that seems to play a key role in this disease progression.
PABPBC1 stands for poly-A binding protein cytoplasmic 1. It's a fascinating protein that binds to the poly-A tail of mRNAs and helps with translation, basically turning genetic information into proteins. What's really interesting is that this study found PABPBC1 is often amplified in patients with CML blast crisis.
And that's where things get really interesting, Jamie. The researchers used CRISPR-Cas9 screening to identify PABPBC1 as a key driver of CML progression. They found that PABPBC1 preferentially enhances the translation of multiple leukemogenic mRNAs, basically the bad actors that drive leukemia progression.
Exactly. And these weren't just any mRNAs. They had specific characteristics, long and highly structured 5' untranslated regions. PABPBC1 seems to help these difficult to translate mRNAs get processed more efficiently, including the BCR-ABL1 fusion protein that's the primary driver of CML.
What I found fascinating is the mechanism behind this. PABPBC1 forms these biomolecular condensates through a process called phase separation. It's like, imagine oil droplets in water. They naturally separate and form distinct droplets. PABPBC1 does something similar in cells, creating concentrated areas where translation of these specific mRNAs happens more efficiently.
That's a great analogy, Alex. And what makes this discovery so promising is that when the researchers inhibited PABPBC1, either genetically or with small molecule inhibitors, they saw significant suppression of CML cell proliferation and disease progression. And here's the kicker. It had minimal effects on normal blood cell formation.
Yes, that's the holy grail of cancer therapy, right? Targeting the cancer cells while sparing normal cells. The researchers identified two compounds, 110-phenanthraline and ML324, that inhibit PABPBC1's RNA binding activity and phase separation. These compounds effectively suppressed blast crisis progression and even overcame TKI resistance in both mouse models and human CML cells.
And they tested this in multiple ways. They used mouse models of CML, including those with TKI-resistant mutations, and even created patient-derived xenografts where they transplant human CML cells into mice. In all these models, the PABPBC1 inhibitors showed promising results, especially when combined with standard TKI therapy.
What's particularly exciting is that this approach worked even against CML cells with the T315I mutation, which is notorious for causing resistance to most available TKI drugs. The combination therapy with these PABPBC1 inhibitors and standard TKIs was even more effective than a third-generation TKI called olverembatinib.
I think it's worth noting that this is still preclinical research, though. These compounds will need to go through rigorous clinical trials before they could become available to patients. But the principle is really promising, especially for those patients who develop resistance to current therapies.
Absolutely, Jamie. It's early days, but this study provides a strong rationale for targeting PABPC1 as a therapeutic strategy in CML, especially for patients who progress to blast crisis or develop TKI resistance. It's also a beautiful example of how understanding fundamental molecular mechanisms can lead to new therapeutic approaches.
And it highlights the importance of translational control in cancer. We often focus on gene expression at the DNA or RNA level, but this study reminds us that regulation at the protein synthesis stage is just as critical and can be therapeutically targeted.
Exactly. This work was led by researchers from several institutions in China, including the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, Sun Yat-sen University, and Southern Medical University. It's a great example of collaborative science tackling a challenging clinical problem.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's discussion. This study titled Selective Translational Control by PABPC1 Phase Separation Regulates Blast Crisis and Therapy Resistance in Chronic Myeloid Leukemia was published in Nature Cell Biology in April 2025. As always, we'll include a link to the full paper in our show notes.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Stork Science World. Remember, Stork is a research productivity software designed to help researchers like the ones behind this groundbreaking study. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time for more cutting-edge science.
Until next time, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep exploring the fascinating world of science.